Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, it certainly didn't feel early in this game like it might end up nail-biter and going down to the final play as it did. UCLA got the ball first and drove from their own 20-yard line there to the 40, out near midfield to the 46. On third down, though, Cats came up with the sack of the quarterback, Iomaleava, and the Bruins were forced to punt. And the Cats would drive 74 yards in 17 plays. They had third and 10 at the UCLA 11 when quarterback Preston Stone was sacked. That would lead to a field goal try. And Jack Olson coming on to try a 33-yard field goal pretty much straight on. He's kicked a few PATs this year. We await the snap. It's a good one. Placement made. Kick on the way into the uprights. The kick is good. And the Wildcats strike first thanks to an 83-yard 15-play drive. And they lead the UCLA Bruins 3-0. This is Northwestern Football presented by Winthrop. Actually, tack on a couple more yards to that drive, or a couple more plays anyway. And the Cats had a 3-0 lead into the second quarter, and the Wildcats were on the move again, a 69-yard six-play drive. They were at the 9-yard line of UCLA in the opening 2 minutes of the second quarter. Second and 8 at the 9. Komalafe back in a running back replacing Hyman. Stone ducks down under center, and he'll toss it. Komalafe drops it, picks it back up, down to the 5, end zone, touchdown! That ball hopped out of his arms and back in, and he never broke stride. He takes it in for the touchdown, and the Wildcats extend the lead with 13:29 to go in the half. It was 10-0. The Bruins on the ensuing drive had a fourth and one and decided to run a fake punt, which was successful. They needed one. They got 8 yards on the run by Jamie and Thomas. But on fourth down, the Cats would come up with a big sack that would kill the drive, the ball going over on downs. The Wildcats took over at their own 36-yard line. They would need just 5 plays to cover the 64 yards. 3:45 to go first half. First and goal at the 10. Stone looks it over. Takes, fakes the give, throw an end zone, touchdown! There's Griffin Wilde on a slant for his first Wildcat touchdown. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 3:33 to go in the half. That was looking good. 17-0 at that point. And the Bruins got the ball with 3:26 to go. And they would drive it 73 yards in some, let's see, the drive was 13 plays. Just a few seconds remained when they set up for a field goal to get something on the board. UCLA in good position here to get some points on the board before halftime. This will be a 28-yard field goal try for Mateen Bagani, 5-for-5 on the year, 3-for-3 inside a 40-yard line. 28-yard try. Here's the snap. Placement kick on the way. Plenty of distance. The kick is good. And UCLA is on the board on the final play of the half. So 17-3 at halftime. In the third quarter, the Wildcats got the ball first. They appeared to be on the move, driving from their own 25, aided by a roughing the passer penalty. Got into UCLA territory, down to the 37, before they punted the ball, pinning the Bruins back on their own 20. But then UCLA would put a scoring drive together. Big plays on a third down. Nico Iomaleava would scramble 32 yards out to the Northwestern 45-yard line. Then he connected on a flea flicker with Rico Flores down to the Wildcat 21. Another third down completion set up the Bruins deep in Northwestern territory in a goal-to-go situation, but the Cats' defense would stiffen, and they would force another field goal try. Pagani hit from 28 earlier. This will be a 25-yard field goal try straight on out of the hold of the putter Carroll to get the Bruins within 11. We await the snap. There it is. Placement kick on the way by Bagani is up, and it is good. So it was 17-6 at the end of three quarters with the Wildcats, though, on the move from their own 31-yard line. They moved all the way down to the 3-yard line of UCLA where they had first and goal. But it came up fourth and goal at the 2. They set up for an Olsen field goal that was blocked, and the Bruins took over on their own 20 with the newfound momentum. They would go 80 yards in just 4 plays, and they would cap it this way. First down to the 29-yard line with 6:36 to go. 17-6, the Wildcat lead. That's been shut out here since the second quarter. Iamaliava gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Iamaliava, now he's thrown towards the end zone for Gilmer. Leaping grab, touchdown. Touchdown to Gilmer. Dylan Tatum was there defensively for the Wildcats. That is a 29-yard touchdown pass, and UCLA very much alive here with 6:19 to go. And they went for 2 and made it on a pass from Iamaliava to his running back Woods for the 2-point conversion, make it a 3-point game. The Cats would then punt the ball back to UCLA, but pin them on their own 7. They went 3 and out. Cats got it back with just about 2 minutes to go, punted again, and the Bruins took over on their own 20 with just about 90 seconds remaining. The big play came on second down from their own 33. 45 seconds to go. UCLA trying to get organized, trying to get up to the line. Clock continuing to move. Iamaliava under pressure. Sacked on the play with 35 seconds to go. Anto Saka.
And there's the blitz, Dave. The safety blitz from Robert Fitzgerald dialed up by Coach McGargo. Saka making a huge play for Northwestern.
Third and 17 back at the 26. 20 seconds to go. The third sack of the day for the Wildcat defense as the Cats win it by a score of 17-14.